While many laws contain tests of capacity, some of them provide more detail than others about the assessment of capacity, including who must make the assessment. There is no single type of capacity assessor or assessment that applies to all situations. Whether or not a person needs a formal assessment of capacity depends on the type of decision and the specific law that relates to that decision. These laws are different in each province and territory in Canada. Examples of situations where capacity assessments may be needed include for healthcare decisions, decisions about long-term care admissions, and as part of court processes for appointing a guardian. Not all situations that involve capacity criteria require a formal assessment. For example, no formal capacity assessment is required to enter into a contract. It is important to look at the law in each circumstance to know who has to assess capacity. It may be a doctor, another type of healthcare professional, or someone who is referred to as a capacity assessor. Sometimes, speech-language pathologists are allowed to assess capacity. People with disabilities should be accommodated by the assessor when their capacity is being assessed. This may mean that they can have a support person with them during the assessment, have the assessment at a time of day that meets their disability-related needs, or that the assessor should speak in everyday language that is easy for them to understand.